Well, people who attend President Trump's first rally since the coronavirus shutdown will have to sign a waiver promising not to sue the campaign if they get sick with COVID-19. And the president is under scrutiny for holding that rally next week in Tulsa on Juneteenth. That's the day emancipation from slavery is observed. Tulsa, by the way, also the site of a race riot a century ago where hundreds of black residents were murdered. Let's bring in Washington Post national political reporter Robert Costa. Robert, good to speak with you.
Great to be with you.
And yesterday, at a forum on racial inequality in Dallas, the president said that Americans have to work together to confront bigotry and prejudice. And then he said this.
But we'll make no progress and heal no wounds by falsely labeling tens of millions of decent Americans as racist or bigots. We have to get everybody together. We have to be in the same path, I think, Pastor. If we don't do that, we have problems, and we'll do that. We'll do it. I think we're going to do it very easily. It'll go quickly, and it'll go very easily.
Robert, I don't think you'll find a lot of people in this country who agree that solving racial tensions will go easily or quickly. Also appears that the president is increasingly out of step with where the rest of the country is on the issue of race. What are you seeing?
He's also out of step with many Republicans on Capitol Hill. When you listen to the president's comments in Dallas, it's evident that he's isolated from both Democrats and some Republicans, like Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a Republican and black American who's working on some police reform efforts. House Democrats have their own proposal. But the president continues to make almost explicit appeals to his political base, many of them, if not the majority, white voters across the country. So at a moment of racial reckoning, he is saying this is an easy problem to solve, but military leaders, Republicans, and Democrats are all sounding a different tune.
Well, one of those Republicans, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, typically an ally of the president, said that he would consider removing Confederate names from U.S. military bases. That's something the president has said he does not want to do. McCarthy also said that he would support a national ban on police chokeholds. So let's talk more about that. Do you expect congressional Republicans to be working around the president?
There's a glimmer that something could happen. Sometimes debates over race on Capitol Hill are often like debates over gun control. Whenever there's a mass shooting, there's a flurry of legislation, and then often not a lot of bipartisan action, that it takes a lot of political capital to get something done. But when you see the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, talking about a ban on chokeholds, that is something that is getting much more momentum. So is a national database of police misconduct. Senator Cory Booker and others have talked about that. Policing is usually not a federal issue. It's a state and local issue per the Constitution. But a ban on chokeholds in this moment, this fragile moment where black Americans are saying we can't breathe, it is something that is gaining traction just months before the election, as voters in both politicians of both parties are looking to appeal to voters in the suburbs and other places that are now marching in the streets.
And the president also trying to appeal to voters in Tulsa. I mentioned the campaign rally coming up next week. He'll also be campaigning in Florida, in Arizona, North Carolina, and in Texas. That is a state that he won easily in 2016, but the polls show it is very close. What do you read into the president's campaign schedule?
Well, if you look at the rally next Friday, a week from today, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was a site of race riots a century ago. It's still a sensitive place in America's racial history. He's going there, the president is, on Juneteenth, this historic day of black emancipation in our nation. And so it's made a lot of leaders, white and black, in this country alarmed that the president is shattering norms and being incendiary and having a political rally there during a pandemic at a time when the nation is trying to heal.
This week, in perhaps what will be a snapshot of what's ahead, we saw problems with voting in Georgia's primary. The next day, Joe Biden told Comedy Central's The Daily Show that he thinks Trump's going to try to steal the election. Let's listen.
It's my greatest concern, my single greatest concern. This president's going to try to steal this election. This is a guy who said that all mail-in ballots are fraudulent, voting by mail, while he sits behind the desk in Oval Office and writes his mail-in ballot to vote in the primary.
Going to try to steal the election. Quite a claim, Robert Costa. What are your thoughts on the weeks and months ahead?
The New York Times called what happened in Georgia a full-scale meltdown, malfunctioning voter machines, and it raises sharp new questions about voter integrity just 2 years after Georgia struggled with widespread reports of voter suppression in that state in 2018. Now, just months before the election, you see a lot of concerns about the integrity of what's to come.
That is Robert Costa, national political reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks for helping us keep an eye on this. Appreciate it.
Thank you.